गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालियाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोकैर्भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस मकर संक्रांति डे, यू आर वेलकम फॉर श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास एट इस्कॉन वृंदावन श्री कृष्ण बलराम टेम्पल। Today's Uttarayan is starting, sun is entering into the Makar Rasi, and we have the subject matter for discussion, 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is also most auspicious, and in that we have 14th chapter, the prayers of Brahma, which is one of the Mahajan, not Mahajan, but is the inaugurator of a one sampradaya. And we are in that sampradaya. And today we have three verses, rather than all three verses has no purport by Srila Prabhupada's followers, but there is a purport by previous acharyas. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami and Sanatana Goswami have purport on all three verses. The third verse, which is I think here, is not here, it's okay. So there is only one line purport, that the translation of this purport is taken from CC, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 6, verse number 149. That's it. But in that verse, there is nothing. In that verse, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is no commentary. Simply a verse and translation. So we are reading now the 10, 14, 30 verse. तद अस्तु मे नाथ स भूरी भागो भवे अत्र वा अन्यत्र तु वा त्रिश्चाम ये ना अहम एको अपि भवज्ज जनानां भूत्वा निशेवे तव पाद पलवम। दिस इज द से वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग तत् देयरफॉर अस्तु मे इट बी मे माय नाथ ओ मास्टर सह दैट भूरी भाग greatest good fortune bhave in this birth atra this va or anyatra in some other birth to indeed va or trishcham among the animals yena by which अहम आय एक वन अपि इवन भावात आर यूअर जनानाम डिवोरिस भूतवा बिकमिंग निशेवे I may fully engage in serving. Tava, your pada palavam, lotus feet. Translation by the disciple of Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord, Brahma is saying, therefore, I pray to be so fortunate that in this life, as Lord Brahma, or in another life, wherever I take my birth, I may be counted as one of your devotees. I pray that wherever I may be, even among the animal species, I can engage in devotional service to your lotus feet. There's no purpose by Srila Prabhupada's disciples. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has a quite sizable purport, so let us relish. O Brahma, Krishna is saying, O Brahma, grace jewel of all knowers of the sadhya. Sadhya means goal. And sadhana means the means. Brahma, you know the goal and the means, sadhya and sadhana. What is your desire after describing jnana and bhakti in your prayers? It means till this time, up till the verse 30, from the verse number 1, what Brahmaji has said is the bhakti and also jnana. So what you want now? What is your desire? Krishna is asking this question. O Master, Nath in this verse, which means indicating himself as a servant. So Brahma is indicating himself as a servant. You are Nath means master. O Brahma, consider carefully and pray for the most valuable thing. Krishna is saying. Yes, Brahma says, I have discerned the most auspicious thing of all, Bhuri Bhaga. Whether I am born as Lord Brahma, Atra Bhave, or whether I am born in low species just as deer. Trishna means animal, and animal here is like deer. For many births, with no desire for liberation, I don't want to be liberated. Why? Since I will lose chance to attend bhakti. If I am liberated, then I will not have a bhakti. It means if I merge in Brahma, then there is no bhakti. So I need bhakti. Whatever birth I have, from the highest to the lowest, I pray to take birth as one among your followers, whether advanced or neophyte. So I want to be a devotee and follower of the devotee. This is throughout the Bhagavatam. All the prayers have a one theme, that we don't want to be liberated. Wherever we take birth, we should always become devotee in association of devotees. But that is our only desire. So, in the first verse of this chapter, Brahma expressed the excellence of Lord's sweetness. The first verse, Krishna, you are the son of Nanda Maharaj. You have yellow garment. And this is a beautiful first verse, is the sweetness of Krishna. The summary of the whole chapter till now. In the second and the 38th verse, He praising the Lord's power, exhibit a mixture of bhakti and jnana. In the third verse, jnane paryasam. This verse, he conclude that bhakti is superior to jnana. In the eighth verse, he shows the supremacy of pure kevala bhakti to Krishna. So he has already done this conclusion. So in this verse, what he asks for? Oh, In the 27th and 19th verse, he described Kevala Gyan. There is also described some Gyan in the some verses. And then he also discussed the Gyan mixed with Bhakti. And he has discussed Shant Bhakti, neutrality, in verse number 24. But now, he is in this verse, he is discussing Dasya Bhakti. My Nath, my Master, I want to be servant life after life. This is Brahmaji's desire. When Krishna asked, what is your desire? He said, I want to be your servant, Dasya. This is his mood. So in the 38th, this verse, he discusses Dasya Bhakti. After this, from the 31st verse, Brahma, having fallen into the ocean of Krishna's sweetness, praises the devotees immersed in a rag or vatsalya and other intimate relations. This is outline of Brahma's prayer. So Brahma has proved by now that pure bhakti is higher than knowledge or knowledge mixed with bhakti. And in bhakti, the neutrality he described, now he is describing his position as a das bhakti. And then he is glorifying the bhakti which is higher than himself. So the next verse, then Jiva Goswami also has written a quite lengthy comment on this. Brahma is saying, I have received mercy by which I receive knowledge of your powers, by which I have begun worship, by which I have had a direct meeting with you. So Brahma is saying, it is by your mercy that first I got the knowledge about you. But by that mercy today I am meeting you face to face. I am fortunate. This has happened so quickly. Therefore I pray to you, I should be understood that until the end of the chapter, these prayers are a form of offering respect ultimately to the form of Krishna. O Lord, fulfiller of all desires, Nath, the good fortune of attaining the position of Brahma is not great, but it is great fortune, Bhuri Bhaga, that one person like myself among many can serve with full dedication, Nisseve, in the verse, your lotus feet, Taupada Palavam. I am not eager to be born elsewhere in a dear body, but I desire to be born as a devotee of some sort in Braj. This last item is indicated by using the word va twice in the verse. So I should be born at least in a Vrindavan, or at the border of the Vrindavan, maybe grass, I don't know, maybe animal. But this is my desire. This last item is indicated by using the word va twice. Serving in the dear body in Vraj consists of licking the dust from Lord's limbs with affection. And deers are glorified by gopis in a Venugit, that they have a chance to go near to the Lord and lick his body. He prays for this after seeing such actions. Now, Sri Sanatana Pad has written, your mercy result in becoming your servant. Brahma is saying, by your mercy, now I am calling you Nath and I am becoming your servant. Brahma prays to be servant. O Lord, who fulfill all desire, Nath, by the fortune of attaining Brahma Lok, there is no great fortune, but taking birth among your devotees, there is a great fortune. So he wants to be devotee. Next verse 31. Aho ati dhanya vrajago ramaniya stanya amratam pitam ativate muda yasam vibho वत्सतरात्मजात्मना यत्र प्रियते अद्यापि न चालम अद्वरा अहो ओ अति धन्याः मोस्ट फॉर्चुनेट व्रज ऑफ वृंदावन गो द काउज रमण्यः एंड द गोपीज स्तन्या द ब्रेस्ट मिल्क अमृतम व्हिच इज लाइक नेक्टर पीतम हैज बीन ड्रंक अतीव फुली ते बाय यू मुदा विथ सैटिस्फैक्शन यासाम ऑफ होम विभो ओ अलमाइटी लॉर्ड वत्सतरा आत्मज आत्मना in the form of calves and the son of the cowherd woman. Whose? Triptyaye for the satisfaction. Adhyapi, even until now. Na, not. Cha, and. Alam, sufficient. Advaraha, the Vedic sacrifices. Translation. O Almighty Lord, how greatly fortunate are the cows and the ladies of Vrindavan, the nectar of whose breast milk you have happily drunk to your full satisfaction, taking the form of their cows and children. All the Vedic sacrifice performed from time immemorial up to the present day have not given you as much satisfaction. So there is a purport by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. As an unqualified person, I have prayed to become your devotee. So I am not qualified that. It is your will to fulfill it. It is unsuitable for me to pray for the elevated stage of your devotee engaged in spontaneous attraction for Vatsalya or other moods. So this verse is describing Vatsalya mood, parental love. I can only praise them. This is expressed in two verses. I can praise those Raga Atmika Bhakta. So the cows and gopis of Vraj are extremely fortunate. The word aho express extreme surprise. They are extremely fortunate. You with your Satchit Ananda body taking the form of cowherd boys. And the cows have drunk the nectar and milk from their bodily breast. With extreme bliss, muda. With each mouthful, the bliss increased, ativa muda. You could not even tolerate the time took to milk the cows when you took the form of the calves. It means you were so eager to milk the cows that the cowherd boys, they were milking, though you are not waiting for that when you were calf. You took the form of the cowherd boys, otherwise it would not be possible to drink the milk of so many different mothers. And, O powerful one, you took many forms out of extreme greed in order to drink. And among them all, you could not even miss the nectar from one breast. As they gave you such bliss, there is no doubt about their bodies. Also being purely Satchitanand. It means whatever is a creation in Golok, or when Krishna comes here, they are all Shuddha Satav, Satva, Sachidanand. And all these sacrifices from time immemorial to the present day, performed by myself, Brahma says, or Shiva, or other, with perfect mantras and action, were not able to satisfy you. You are satisfied by the cows and the mothers of the Vrindavan, when you become calves and cows, and that gave you the greatest satisfaction, and you are never satisfied by many sacrifices made by us perfectly since time immemorial till today. Shri Jiva Goswami writes, I should remain satisfied in myself, but you seek to serve me. Krishna says, I don't need anything, but you want to serve me. But you are Brahma. And my people are cowards, Krishna is saying. How is it possible to associate with them? Fearing such response by the Lord, he replies with this verse, their glory is greater than all others' glories. They are not cowards, they are not ordinary people, village people. They are your eternal associate. So even I am Brahma, but they are higher than me. Therefore a great devotee is sum total of all the demigods. Samasate suraha gunaha. Those who are devotee of Krishna, they have all the qualities of a great, all the demigods. But actually, what is the importance of demigods' qualities for a devotee? Demigods are eager to be with the devotees because they relish the devotee's devotional service. Because the verse which will come tomorrow, in which Brahma will say, well, these Brijvasis who are great devotees and they have a love for you as mothers or father or as friends, we demigods are on the limbs of their body. Because the demigods, each of our sense has a presiding deity. So we are there. So at least we are enjoying this. But the purpose is that they are Satchit Anand coming from Golok, where there is a chance for a material devotee, demigods to be on their body. No. There's no chance for the Nanda and Yashoda. In their eye, there is no Surya Dev. There's no need of presiding deity for them. Because like there is no need of Paramatma or Super Soul in the Vaikuntha or spiritual world. It is only for the material world to accompany the living entities in different, to remind them. But once he is in directly in association of the Vaikuntha, Narayana or Krishna in a Golok, there is no need. So there is no need for anything there. So Brahmaji is saying, their glory is greater than all other glories. He gives a specific example to illustrate that you have sucked the breast milk of all the cows and the mothers of Vrindavan. So Brahma prays to have bhakti similar to that of the people of Vraja. So his desire is to have a devotion like the people of Vraja, which means Raganoga bhakti. He desires Raganoga bhakti. Because people of Vraja are Raga Atmika bhakta. And anybody who follows in their footstep is a Raga Anuga bhakta. So Brahma's desire is to have the devotion in the Vraja. Or serve his lotus feet, since everything should end in sweetness, with intention of praising the Lord by describing their greatness. He praises them in 10 verses. How amazing! This is most auspicious. The cows, the women, have reached the highest success possible. They satisfied you by giving their breast milk, Ramaniya. To satisfy you, yad triptyate, O most perfect Lord. And you drank the milk and drank to the highest degree. And it gave you great joy. And you drank directly by being the calves and cowherd boys. Past tense is used to indicate that he covered his normal form. He covered his normal form. He did this from previously until today. Until today. Or you drank even today with your form as a small child. Still you are 5 years, you still get a milk that is from the all cows. You are still getting that milk. Up till this verse I was supposed to today speak. So we are going to the verse number 31. Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, nanda gopa virjao kasam, yan mitran paramanandam, purnam brahma sanatanam. Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, nanda gopa virjo kasa, yan mitram paramananda, purnam brahma sanatanam. Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, nanda gopa virjo kasa, yan mitram paramananda, purnam brahma sanatanam. Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, nanda gopa vrjo kasa, yat mitram paramanandam, purna brahma sanatanam. Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, nanda gopa vrjo kasam, yan mantram paramanandam, purnam brahma sanatanam. Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, nanda gopa vrjo kasam, yan mitram paramanandam, purna brahma sanatanam. Mataji. Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, nanda gopa vrjo kasam, yan mitram paramanandam, purna brahma sanatanam. Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, nanda gopa vrjo kasam, yan mitram paramanandam, purna brahma sanatanam. Aho, what great bhagyam, fortune. Aho, what great bhagyam, fortune. Nanda, of Maharaj Nanda. Gopa, of the other coward man. Vraj, O Kasam, of the inhabitant of Vraj Bhumi. Ya, of whom? Mitram, the friend. Param Anandam, the supreme bliss. Purnam, complete. Brahma, the absolute truth. Sanatanam, eternal. Translation by the disciple Srila Prabhupada. How greatly fortunate are Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd man and all other inhabitants of Braj Bhumi. There is no limit to their good fortune, because the absolute truth, supreme source of transcendental bliss, the eternal supreme Brahman, has become their friend. This translation is quoted from Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita Leela chapter 6 verse number 149. And there it is only quoted. There is no purport there. So Chakravarti Pad Rao writes, after praising the Vrajvasis with Rag Atmika Vatsalya Prem, Brahma is praising those with Rag Atmika Sakya Prem. Praises all those relishing intimate relationship with Lord. He repeats the phrase Aho Bhagyam twice to indicate his extreme bliss and astonishment. The neuter case is used instead of masculine case as a matter of traditional use. The use of the word Ananda indicate Brahman, described in the Shruti as Satyam, Vigyan, Ananda, Brahma. The word Param is used with it to indicate that Krishna is the basis of Brahma. Brahma and Anandam. So Brahma is a Brahma, like a Brahma Paramatma. And Ananda, when we add it to that Brahma, then it is Krishna. Brahma Anandam means Krishna. Because Krishna is the basis of the Brahma. Brahmano hi pratishtha aham, Bhagavad Gita. I am the source of the Brahma. Brahma is standing. I am sustaining power of the Brahma. Krishna is the basis of Brahma. The word Puran indicates that Krishna is distinct from the avatar. Krishna is distant from avatar. Avatars are coming from Krishna, but Krishna is different from them. This is very interesting actually. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it says, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna Nanda Nandan Yashoda Nandan only appears one in a day of a Brahma in 28th cycle of the 4 Yuga in the last part of the Dwapar Yuga. This is generally a schedule for Krishna to appear. But this time when Krishna was to appear like that, Brahma, on the request of Mother Earth and all other demigod, requested Lord at a milk ocean to appear also for unburdening the earth from the demons. So Vishnu also has to appear. So when Krishna appeared, the other form merged into Krishna. And then Chaitanya Charitamrita writes, Krishna's coming in this world as a son of Nanda and Yashoda is not for killing the demons or establishing the religion. This is the function of Vishnu. Krishna only comes along with his associate from Golok Vrindavan to invite the seekers, dear devotees who wants to love him with Rag Anuga Marag. So he is coming only for that person purpose. Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna only comes with this intention to give the opportunity to the sincere soul who want to engage in Rag Anuga Bhakti. Because for that bhakti, which is also sadhan bhakti, but we have to follow the inhabitant of Golok Vrindavan, which Krishna bring along with him. And by reading those pastimes, these pastimes which Brahma is now describing, who is the acharya for sampradaya, and he is glorifying the vatsalya bhakta, sakha bhakta, dasya bhakta, and he wants himself to be servant. Because he is teaching us as an acharya of the sampradaya that we all have to accept this verdict of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jivera Swarupa Krishna and Nitya Das. So Das, or the servitude, is in all the five rasas, four rasas, not neutrality. All other four rasas, Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya, Madhurya, have service ingredient in them. Like any sweet is called only sweet when there is a sweetness in that, a sugar in that. But the sweetness is more in each rasa. The mood of service is more deep and condensed. Like it's sugar juice condensed, then emolysis, then it becomes a pure sugar, then it becomes mishri, that's called so sugar candy. So it becomes more sweet and more sweet and more sweet. So Brahmaji is actually, in these verses, teaching us to follow the relationship and love of Krishna's eternal associate in Vrindavan. And this is the mood in these last verses. Our acharyas are actually stressing that is the highest perfection of devotional service. Following the rag atmika bhakta. Here, vatsalya and sakha two are described. And then the acharya write, because of the embracement, Brahma is not speaking about the madhurya. He's not speaking about madhurya because of little embracement. Krishna is only 5 years now, so he's not speaking that. Acharya has committed this line. So Krishna is appearing himself. Now he's not ordinary, he's not avatar. He's avatari. He's source of all incarnations. And we are fortunate, really, it's not far. See, 5,000 years is not really a time which is, in a time scale of the universe, is nothing. It's like a fraction of a second. And then, after Sri Krishna appeared himself personally, then most merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also appeared in the beginning of the Kali Yuga. Just after Krishna he appears. Because what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has given so many instructions, so many teachings, but order is only one. Bhav mad bhakto. This is his order. Become my devotee. He's not saying become a jnani. He's not saying become a yogi. He said these are the processes. Go on. Okay, go ahead. And he also warned in Bhagavad Gita, if you follow the jnana, bahunam janmanam ante jnanvan mam prapadite, after many lifetimes you will come to the point that Krishna, Vasudev is everything and you can surrender. So it takes many lifetimes. Then for yoga, again in 6th chapter he said, aneka janam sam siddhim, after many life you get perfection. But when he is speaking of bhakti, he says, bhavami nicharat parat mayaveshita chetasam, I will quickly deliver myself coming on the Garuda and pick him up from this material ocean in this life. So he is only speaking bhavmad bhakto. Upadesh anek adesh one. He has many upadesh, means instruction, but order is only one, bhavmad bhakto. But Krishna went back after giving Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita Krishna spoke when he was over 90 years, according to the material calculation. When he went back, he is in Golok Vrindavan, he is thinking, I told everybody to become devotee. And I did a big experiment in the form of Mahabharata. When only my devotees Pandava, they were only there. Because they were my devotees, they were there left. All the others who were not devotees were cleaned from the face of the earth. I thought people will be very intelligent and will become my devotee. but still people are not becoming devotee. So Krishna thought, I told them to become devotee, but I never taught them how to become devotee. I told them to become devotee, but I never trained them how to become devotee. I must go back as a devotee, in the mood of a devotee, and actually teach them how to become devotee. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, who is Krishna, but in a mood of devotee, to teach devotion by his own practical demonstration. Oh, he demonstrated what a devotee should do. And what is the only process of devotional service in this age of Kali? So this is the famous verse of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatarantha. There's no other way. Means no other way of karma, no other way of jnana, no other way of yoga. There's no other way. Only Harinam, only Harinam. And then he chanted himself. He chanted himself, Harinam, all through. And then he was absorbed always in thought of Krishna, in the pastime of Krishna. And these are the certain verses which were always chanted in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he demonstrated this devotion to Krishna in Rag Marg. Because all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu almost are associates of Krishna and Krishna Leela. Therefore, the practical way to practice Rag Anuga Bhakti is to follow the follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in our normal routine life. Therefore, we are called Rupa Anugas. So like Nana Shastra Vicharanika Nipunau. So all the Goswamis, they were studying all the scripture very scrutinizingly. Sankhya Purvak Nama Ganan, and they are chanting every day a fixed number of rounds. So for Rag Anuga Bhakti, for us devotees, we have to follow the follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in our practice. Study the scripture of Prabhupada, says my books are for you. And chant the holy name by a fixed number, definitely. And internally, when we are blessed by our eagerness and laulupyam, which is only the price, only one. Generally there are two eligibility for practicing Rag Anuga Bhakti. Number one is greed for that, laulupyam. And that comes from hearing Bhagavatam. And second is, one can only practice Rag Anuga Bhakti when he at least cross Anars Nivarti. So if somebody has not crossed the stage of Anars Nivarti and not has reached to the stage of Nishta, the practice of Rag Anuga Bhakti is Sahajya. This is a show. Therefore, in Krishna consciousness, we are following rigid principle of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Parshad or his followers. We practice everything, every day Bhagavatam, every day chanting, every day Kirtan. This is our practice. And when somebody crosses the Anarth Nivarti, and for that, my humble realization is that only one way to go beyond Anarth Nivarti is regularly hearing Bhagavat. Nasht prayeshu abhadreshu nityam Bhagavat sevaya Bhagavati uttam shlokir bhaktir bhavati nashtaki. Nishta means after Anarth Nivarti. Nasht prayeshu means almost all the anartha will be vanquished by hearing Bhagavatam every day. So Srila Prabhupada established this daily Bhagavat, which is the most powerful and potent process for anarth nivarti. And bringing us near to the nishta. That is the point where if we have greed and eagerness, then we can endeavor for Mahaprabhu's mission of Raganuga Bhakti. And internally that we have to do, even internally, not outside to show people. Internally meditating on some specific devotee. If somebody is doing Dasya Bhakti, then Raktak Patrak. If he is doing Sakha Bhakti, then Shri Dhamma, Sudhama, Madhumangal. If he is doing Vatsalya Bhakti, Nanda, Yashoda, Opananda. If he is doing Madhurya Bhakti, Lalita, Vishakha, any, whatever. But all of them, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada says, in your spiritual master you see all this. Not separately. You have to see all this in your spiritual master. Ultimately, it is by his blessing you can reach to that stage. So there is no need to go anywhere for this. It is all here by Prabhupada and our acharyas. And the practice and method given is perfect and definite. Simply we have to be eager and enthusiastic and sincere. So if we have three things, eagerness, enthusiasm and sincerity, then the process is simple and chalked out by Srila Prabhupada is a path of perfection. So we have to practice this. This is Brahmaji here is praising those people who are in a Vatsalya or Sakha Bhav. He is glorifying them, but he himself wants to be servant. He don't want liberation. He wants to be servant wherever he is born. But his mood is to be in association of devotees. And just before coming in this class in the morning, I was giving one class to some devotees. And the verse was, nobody can be Krishna conscious by his own endeavor or by help of somebody else or by the effort of the both. The only one way to become Krishna Mati is to follow the footstep of Mahajan or Mahatma. Only to follow Mahat Raja Pad Abhishekam. Following in the footstep of pure devotees. This is only the way. Prahlad Maharaj is answering to his father that you cannot become Krishna conscious on your own. Mati na Krishna. Mati na Krishna. Mati Krishna means Krishna ka. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whoever was coming and offering his obeisance is if he's a new person. The blessing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Krishna Matirastu. If somebody who is already a devotee, he comes and offers obeisance to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to say, Krishna Mati Rahu. So to become Krishna Mati, Arjun is that person who has put Krishna as a chariot driver. So driver of the chariot is a Mati or intelligence. So he has put Krishna there. So it is a Krishna Mati means like Arjuna, put a Krishna as the chariot driver of our this body. And what is that? To follow the instruction of Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. That is Krishna Mati. And Bhisham is another Mahatma. He requested Krishna, Iti Mati Upakalpita Vitrashana Bhumane. This my intelligence or Mati is very pure. I am offering you Krishna. Please accept this. So to become Krishna conscious, the only process is to follow the Mahatma. Shuddha Bhakta Charana Renu Bhakti Anukula. This is the bhajan we sing of Bhakti. Shuddha Bhakta Charana Renu is the only process. And therefore Brahma is saying, if I am born in Vrindavan, even at the border or on a pathway as a stone or a grass, The devotee's dust from the lotus feet is my perfection. So Brahma is saying like that. Uddhava is saying like that. So what fortunate Prabhupada has given us to be in Vrindavan. As a human beings. Not as a stone or a grass, as a human beings. And we have this fortune to be in Vrindavan. And in this Raman Reti, where Krishna has all these pastimes. This pastime of Brahma Vimohan Leela is Chomoha. There's another village next to Sei. Are they same? There are 3-4 villages here, which is the actually pastime place of this Brahma Vimohan Leela. This is here, right here. So how fortunate Prabhupada has made all of us to be here. Now if we are sincere, serious and enthusiastic to follow the rules and regulation, which is actually the seed of the bhakti given by the Srila Prabhupada through his followers, then there is definite path of perfection awaiting all for all of us. But there's one thing we have to do actually to be successful. More we distribute this knowledge to others, more we distribute this Krishna consciousness to the others, the more we will be blessed by the mercy of Krishna. And fortunately in Vrindavan, you have not to travel to give something to others. People are coming here. People are pouring in. If you preach every day to some people who are coming here and give them Krishna consciousness, then Prabhupada will be pleased and Krishna bhakti is your birthright, then you will get it. There's no doubt about that. People are coming, simply we have to preach. So nice facilities, everything is perfectly arranged. Simply we have to be humble in a mood of preaching. Every day, whatever we hear here, what we hear in morning here, whole day you preach same thing. Then this knowledge will never evaporate from your mind. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any question or comment? So these verses have no purpose. Tomorrow's verse also has no purpose. But the verses has, Acharya has written a light of very nice comment on these verses. Yes, Maharaj.
How is it that Prabhupada's disciples did not repeat the Acharya's commentary to the prayer instead of reading it blank?
They did write in certain places definitely that Vishwanath Chakur Thakur or Sridhar Swami sometime, some places they definitely given, but some places they have not given. Maybe it is a repetition. Maybe it is a repetition in earlier, because all these things are already repeated in a previous chapter, that the cowherd boys and cows, Krishna became there. So this is the same pastime which is already there. So they have not written because most of the things are repetition.
Repetition is good,
but somehow because maybe the books become too big. I mean, there is if you write really, there are many other considerations. But anyway, these are most important verses. Sometimes I see these are most important verses. And sometime in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a lot of commentary on these verses by Srila Prabhupada. But on this verse, there is no commentary. I looked. The only translation is taken from there. But anyway, Prabhupada, in the first, I think, first purport of the first verse of Bhagavatam, has written that we have to refer to the commentaries of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami, then he says Sanatana Goswami and Vallabhacharya also. It's the first translation of the first verse of Bhagavatam, in a purport. Prabhupada has written that we have to refer to these translations if they are available. So now they are somehow available to us. So we can take advantage of that. When I'm seeing Prabhupada has taken, you know, very intelligently from the Acharya's commentaries in his purport. When I'm teaching, every day I'm teaching Bhakti Vaibhav, I just read Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and Prabhupada. So Prabhupada is taking everything very, you know, finely from that and then elaborating on that point. All the verses are the same thing. So Prabhupada has referred all these commentaries.
But the essence.
And he has given essence and he elaborated in a modern context, which was not at that time. So Prabhupada has elaborated his commentary and he has taken the seed from that commentary and then he elaborated on that. So my understanding, what I have learned is to understand Prabhupada's purport, if we have some other commentary of previous Acharya, it helps. Like Bhagavad Gita student, we tell, if you have Baldev Vidya Bhushan and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur's commentary, then you can understand Prabhupada's commentary very successfully in a full.
What I can understand is because Prabhupada's disciples are given the power of authority to translate and to give the purport, they could have also repeated what the Acharyas. I mean, it's already voluminous. I mean, two or three more pages will not make any more difference so that we can understand more what the Acharyas are saying. For those who have the resources, they know the Acharyas like you do. I have also, but for the rest of the devotees, they don't have that reach, they cannot reach that far. That's why I was just asking why they did not.
I think some of them are here, we can ask them. I think the right person was actually our one who was in a Govardhan, Gopi Pranandan, we should have asked him. And he has given, he was writing more things separate than this, because at that time maybe a committee, they said it's enough now or something. Already Krishna book is there. You know, because of so many reasons, they have put the books in some limit. Because 10th canto, if you want to write commentary, it's going to be huge. Prabhupada also many times said, I am limiting because of the size of the book. But we can ask them as a committee why they have not put those Acharya's commentaries there. But anyway, somehow some devotees have worked like that, Bhanu Swami and other. We have that, we can take advantage of that.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.